This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, your host for the next half hour or so, and I'm so excited to introduce you to my guests. First up, we have Trish Kane. She is Deputy Director of Pathfinders for Autism. At least your name was listed first, Trish.
That's right. Hello.
Good to see you. And Rebecca Renzi, Executive Director of Pathfinders for Autism. And congratulations, you guys are celebrating 25 years this year.
We are. Yeah, thank you so much. And we're really excited. We have a lot of good things in store this year.
Absolutely. And you guys have both been there, you know, a decent amount of time working together actually since 2010, right? In your sort of executive director, deputy director roles.
Right.
You
yes.
work so well together. So this kind of conversation is just you guys on a typical day, just working as well together as you always do.
Every day. One of us is in the other's office.
I was going to say, I'm celebrating 15 years.
Yeah. 15 years. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, because you came in 2007.
10. In 2010.
I came in 2007.
You came in 2007, and then you've been working together since 2010. So that's like
that's a long time.
Incredible. Yeah, that just speaks volumes about, you know, longevity and how you're just the best people for the job. I'm telling you, I love working with you guys. And if people aren't as familiar with Pathfinders for Autism in its remarkable 25th year, you know, and you guys can toss around, you know, back and forth and add things to each other's answers, exactly who you are as an organization.
Sure. So, celebrating 25 years, we work across the entire state to bring programs that focus on resources, community, and safety. And what, you know, when we started 25 years ago, you know, we were started by Polly Surhoff, who's, you know, the better half of BJ Surhoff, and some other parents that really recognized the need of getting information in the hands of parents. And 25 years ago, the internet was not what it is today. I mean, it existed. But it just, you couldn't find information. Not everybody had access to it. So it was a way to set up, you know, bring all the information together in one place and give parents a place they could call and ask anything, any guidance on anything, whether it's education, medical, where to get a haircut. And that was our genesis. And then we took that across the entire state and then added in training, you know, training for parents and workshops for parents, but also training for first responders. And then we added in recreational opportunities. So opportunities for the entire family, like the event we just did at the Maryland Science Center, to come out and enjoy fun time together, barrier free.
That's really important. And gosh, you guys have grown so much. It is, you know, what started as a resource for Polly and BJ to sort of navigate the world with their son Mason on the autism spectrum. And it's just, imagine how much it's grown. It's really mind-boggling. It's awesome. And your mission statement recently shifted a little bit, right? So you probably remember the old one by heart. But as organizations grow, you know, sometimes your mission statement sort of changes a bit. So what is that current mission statement?
Sure. I mean, we're keeping the same tenet of the original, but we're now focusing on the fact that we educate and train the community and to support and improve the lives of individuals with autism and their families across the lifespan. So we've always been about individuals and their families. And we're really focusing on the area of expertise that we've honed over 25 years around education and training.
Yeah. And what are the current numbers as far as, is it still in Maryland, one out of every 43 children is diagnosed?
That is correct. That is the current number, one in 43. Nationally, it's one in 36.
Wow. So, you know, they always say if you don't know someone that's impacted by autism,
you will.
You will.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, the program team, which I'm really proud of over at Pathfinders, the four of us, we all have children with autism.
So we're able to relate
When families call us. We have the resource center. And so we're able to really share our personal experiences.
You know, that's a good point, Trish, that I was going to ask you if you have a personal connection with autism.
I do. I have a son with autism. And I think what's really helpful about our program team is that all of us do have a connection to autism. We have children with autism at various ages. And so we're able to share that experiences and lessons learned with the families that call us at our resource center.
Yeah, I think of like Neil Lichter, who's been in here a bunch of times.
Right.
His son is on the spectrum. And it's like, it really is helpful because you're talking to people who understand what you're going through.
Absolutely.
And what your needs are. And sometimes, you know, ones that maybe aren't being met. And then that's why you guys continue to adapt your programming in different ways to serve even more and more people and families. So what message would you guys like to share with families of individuals with autism who may not yet be familiar with your organization?
Well, I would want them to know, first of all, that they're not alone and that Pathfinders for Autism offers a lot of support through our resources, our trainings, our safety programs. There's a lot, and it's lifespan. So I think there's a lot of we want them to reach out to us.
Yeah.
If you don't know which way to go, we can at least guide you. And we're not a one-stop, you know, one call and that's all. We want people to remember they can come and, you know, at 3 years old versus 10 years old versus 20 years old, there's lots of different resources and there's times in your life where you need a little extra support. That's when you call.
Yeah. And you guys do have that helpline. And do you have that number for people handy?
I do. It's 443-330-5341. Now, it is a helpline, not a hotline. So it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 4.
Yeah, normal right. Business hours for Pathfinders for Autism. And you have your main website, which is pathfindersforautism.org, but also what we'll be getting into soon, talking more about your 25th anniversary. You have a special dedicated website, pfa25.org, right? Which kind of breaks down more about kind of historically what you've done, but also what you're doing to celebrate and that sort of thing.
Exactly. It goes over a lot of our history.
Yeah. And you guys recently had an open house, right? I missed that one. How did that go? And that must have been a great experience for people to see what you do, because we've talked to you several times. And until you actually get there and see you guys in action, how did that go? And what sort of experience was that for people that came by and participated?
I thought it was great. I thought it was a great turnout. We had families, individuals with autism were there. We had potential donors, people interested in learning about our organization. It was a great evening. It was a great event.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that was all day. It was like the hours that you're normally open, people, or almost. It was like 5 to...
It was like 3 to 7.
3 to 7.
So it was a great chance for, you know, families came after school pickup.
Yeah.
And people came after the business day was over. And really, we were sharing, we were celebrating our 25 years, and we were sharing our history. But also, and more, maybe more importantly, where we're going and what we hope to be doing over the next 25 years.
And that was February 25th, right? About that.
February 5th.
February 5th. So 2/5/25.
Yes.
My bad. I'm sorry. February 5th was like the big launch, because 2/5/25, I mean, that's very significant that was what you chose as the day to kick off such a monumental anniversary.
Exactly.
It's awesome. And so how are you celebrating your 25th anniversary? I know you guys have a lot of events coming up that the public can participate in. And also reminding people that really fundraising is important, because not only do you serve people and families across the state of Maryland, but it's all free of charge. And I don't know how much I can stress that enough, that honestly, the work that you're doing that's so critical is, you know, is free.
Yes.
So how do we fund that? And maybe through some of these events, I would imagine, is one good way.
Exactly. So, yeah, we serve nearly 20,000 people every year across the state. And so every year we have to raise the funds. It's, you know, over $1 million to support that effort every year. And then looking forward to where we want to go and how we want to expand through our Community Connectors program. We're looking to raise another $1.8 million as seed money for that effort. And we're going to be doing that through campaigns. You'll see fundraising opportunities throughout the year, some that we've been doing, for 10, 12 years, and some that are new and special for this year. New, like Topgolf Takeover, which is coming up on March 12th. We have Caught for a Cause, which should be a lot of fun. That's April 10th at the BC Brewery. There'll be some other smaller campaigns coming up. We have a lot of partners that are hosting events and things for us. And then, of course, some of our bigger events every year. Run Wild for Autism is a great time for the family to come out, and it'll help support our current work and our initiative that we're moving towards in the coming years.
And you guys just had, for Valentine's Day, your sweetheart soiree.
Sweetheart soiree, yeah. I think it was the fifth year. We had a little break for COVID. So
yeah.
It's a really fun time at Bordy Vineyard, and we're really blessed that we have Compass Home Group, which is a local realtor that does all the heavy lifting with that event. And it's just a lot of fun.
Low-carb, keto, yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us, or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Yeah, you guys have a lot of great loyal partners, and I think helps you to do such big events like this and reach even more people, which has got to be great. And you've got, a big private concert coming up in November. I don't know how much of that we could talk about yet, but that's going to be really special as well. And, have you found that people are just jumping at the opportunity to help you guys out, especially in your 25th year?
Yeah, it's really been incredible. I mean, we have a great committee working, some really great corporate chairs and our board members that are getting the word out to certainly our current supporters, but some new people who maybe heard about us but haven't come into the family yet. So we're bringing in a lot of new support, a lot of new foundation conversations happening, which is great. So we're really excited about all the opportunities.
And people who are listening to this show, I know personally one of the stations that this show runs on, Today's 101.9, that I'm on with Greg, we're doing the Top Golf Takeover together. Yeah. The show airs on 105.7 The Fan. Rob Long, people know as one of your board members and supporters. Robbie, his son has autism and has this. He came here to this area for, the services of Kennedy Krieger and for also supporting Pathfinders for Autism. You guys helped him so much throughout the journey and continue to do so. So I know events like this are very special to us to get involved with you guys because you've been such a proud partner of ours for so long that we just believe so strongly in what you're doing want to use our platform to raise awareness about it because, I feel like maybe we all know what you do, but it's like there's always that person out there that might need the help and the services you provide and they don't know about Pathfinders.
Sometimes it's hard to look up when you're in it and to know what's there to help you.
Yeah, and how much you need to explain over-explain. And so how can anybody listening to the show, what's the best way for them to support Pathfinders for Autism? Is it through one of their events? Through donations, through volunteer, what is it that you need the most as you mark 25 years?
Sure. Support does look different for everyone, and so obviously financial support is what keeps the lights on, so to speak. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. Every gift, the $5 gift to support a Caught for a Cause participant, up to the hundreds of thousand dollar gift from a foundation. We take everything in between. Truly, every dollar does help. But we do also have volunteers that come out and help us at our events, which are always wonderful. We have some corporate teams that come and help at Run Wild for Autism. We have universities that send volunteers to our family events. So if you're looking for volunteer opportunities, we might be able to plug you into some things as well that are a lot of fun. But I really hope in this year, people will consider some of the special fundraising campaigns that we do have going and help us not only keep doing what we've been doing, but really be able to reach more families across the state as we launch the Community Connectors program.
Yeah, that's a really good goal. And, you know, you mentioned $1.8 million was the goal. And I know you both are heavily involved with the Community Connector campaign. And I know that we really want to spend some time on that, that this is sort of, is this the brainchild of the two of you?
It's the brainchild of obviously Trish and I. Trish has been running our programs for 10 years, but really it started with a survey to our families, and that was our the chair of our board program committee said we need to hear from our families, and we of course were always asking, but we did a very specific survey and got responses back, and from those responses and Trish's team's input and experience, we came up with this, and right. I'll let her give more detail.
Well, so we do, even now, we touch pretty much most areas in Maryland. However, what we really want to do is be a little more present in those areas. So the whole idea behind a community connector is having people or hiring people in those areas to serve that area. And what those people will do is have the programming that we're doing big picture, putting them in those areas, like, let's say, Western Maryland. So we may hire someone that will provide the resource center, call center, possibly arrange resource fairs, attend the resource fairs locally, learn more about the providers in the area so that our families in those communities can access information about those providers. We want them to pretty much, with our guidance and support, to mirror the activities that we're doing here.
That's a really good idea. And I always wondered, how do you serve the entire state, which is so vast and so unique? And some of those areas are underserved.
Yes.
That won't be for long with a program like this. It's certainly going to help fill in the gaps. But, you know, how do you, because you're Hunt Valley, Maryland based, if people don't know, as far as your main office
right.
is concerned.
Right.
So how do you get a program like this off the ground? I know it has to be fully funded. So the goal, I mean, is it really going to be $1.8 million away from officially happening? So we really need these funds.
The 1.8 is seed money, and, yeah. and the goal is that we'll have somebody in every region. So we're looking at building, besides central region where we're currently located, the other four regions of the state,
mm-hmm.
At an intensity, as Trish mentioned, that we are doing it currently in central. So it's
going to be a 5-year
yeah.
plan.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen immediately. So we will start off, hopefully by 26. Implementing our first community connector and then sort of piloting it. How's it going? What do we need to do differently? How do we make that happen well in each of the other regions? So it will, our hope is it's a 5-year plan to at least get everybody in place.
And I love that you look to your families to find out what they need that they aren't currently getting in that way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your board of directors, obviously, they can drum up the support, too, of, you know, getting that seed money and getting this critical program off the ground. So, like, when we have you guys back in another 5 years, you're going to be talking about this program fully functional. Like,
right.
I mean, this is a great goal for you to have. And do you have people in mind in those places? Have you heard from people in those areas that could be community connectors? Or
we do. We do. We have because we have always made efforts to be in the communities, we do know people. We do know organizations. So I'm confident that we're going to be able to find that connector that will work within, for our mission, that will help us meet our mission in their region. So I'm not concerned that we can't make that happen, because we do. I wouldn't know, like, a person. There's a couple of people I could think of
right,
in
right.
each region right,
right
away. Whether they're available or interested
right.
is another question. But yes, I feel confident that we're going to be able to find that person that can help us in those areas.
That's really exciting. And is that also a future recruitment effort as well? Like, if you can't fill a certain void in a certain spot, that's going to be a big opportunity to continue to grow the organization and grow the services and, you know, and increase that, you know, statewide service that you provide.
Right. Yeah.
So this is such a great idea. I mean, it's like it's in the, I don't want to say it's like in the future burner, but it is. But you're also doing your day to day activities as well.
Yes.
And
yeah.
keeping things running. So it's
yes.
it's a lot to be excited about.
Yes.
And it's a lot that I think that, you know, when you're thinking about fundraising, especially in your 25th year, that this is a really special thing that you can be a part of. Mm-hmm. if you donate, maybe you're a first time donor and you're like, okay, this sounds like a really good idea. And I want to get behind this because I want, you know, maybe 5 years can become 4.5 years or 3.5 years. You know, maybe that's like the goal is 5 years, but maybe it can happen sooner with the right amount of support and the right donations that come in. For sure. And what do you think, would you both say, and you could both answer this too, what is Pathfinders most proud of over the last 25 years? Because you've done so much. I mean, you could probably think of more than one answer. That's fine too.
I would say, as an employee for 15 years, I guess I'm most proud of the collaboration, the effort to collaborate with the communities, the autism community, the other disability community members. It's not, we're not, you know, this is mine kind of attitude. It's and it's really based on Rebecca's management style. So as our leader, I think I'm really proud of the fact that we engage with the community and we try to learn as much as we can about what's going on so that we can support the families who call us. So I feel like that to me is just the fact that we've all been around for so long, you know, we must really like working here.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, no, it's true. And Rebecca, what a nice nod to your leadership style.
That's very kind.
Which, like, people can hear from just talking to the both of you today how kind and respectful and how well you two work together. And you just have this nice way about you that it's, you know, it's just very, I don't know, it's led by kindness, I think, and a shared passion for what you do and your mission. No matter how you want to write the statement, I think you're all in the right people for the jobs, for sure.
It's I'm really blessed because it's an incredible team. I mean, the staff, even those that have just joined us, but obviously we do have program staff that have been there, and even our newest member, while she is coming up on 3 years, we've known her for, you know, she's been in the community for 20 some years as well. So we just really all really know each other well, complement each other well. We've got great new team members that are coming in and bringing in different expertise, and they're all in our fundraising world and helping us there. So it's really about the people. And I think the overall sort of style that I like to approach anything in the nonprofit community is you have to partner. We're all in it together. We're not going to get it done if we, you know, just take that narrow, it's all about us road. So it's partnership, whether it's partners in the community to help us, you know, braid resources together to do more, whether it's donors and partners in that realm, we don't get it done if we're not working together.
That's so true. It really, really is. And I think that people know there's several autism organizations throughout the area, but you guys are very specific in your programming and service to people who need it. I think, you know, you've done a really good job defining what you do and setting yourself apart from other organizations, but also at the same time working with them together in tandem to be better together.
Can I answer the most
proud question? I was going to ask. I was like, wait, you can't just blow past that. I can't wait to hear your answer.
I actually have two things. One is the work we did to help pass legislation that made the treatment of autism required by local and healthcare carriers. And that was over 10 years ago now. I was actually thinking about that and thinking back. But the difference that makes, and I still have people come up and say, you know, I wouldn't have had coverage. You know, my child would not have gotten therapy if this wasn't mandated that the state cover this through insurance. So to me, that I think that has one of the biggest impacts on our families. And, you know, families who are doing it now have no idea that, you know, when Trish was raising her son, that out-of-pocket expense would have been $40,000-$50,000.
Yeah.
And that's just a huge, huge thing. So didn't do it alone. We partnered, but it was one of the successes I am most proud of. And then the other, I think, is the work we've done with law enforcement. I just think it's huge, the impact that has, and the thousands and thousands of law enforcement members that we've trained over the past 10 years,
longer and than healthcare.
That. And healthcare as well.
Yeah.
The first responder community has been huge.
And Trish Kane, who we're talking to, Deputy Director of Pathfinders for Autism, maybe you can explain a little bit more about how unique your first responder and healthcare program in tandem is.
All right. Well, thank you. I think what really makes us stand out is that we incorporate trainers that are autistic.
That's awesome.
Into our... Thank you. We think so, too. So we have had a number of adults working with us since, I would say, 2013, 2015, with our law enforcement and first responder training. So I think it's so important because they their role in some cases are co-trainers where they're with us for a 2-, 3-, 4-hour training and delivering content. Then we have individuals like my son Eric who participates in a role play opportunity. And so we really feel that they add tremendous value and they can speak to their personal experiences. One of my trainers, Tom, is works with me a lot with healthcare, and he shares his healthcare experiences and his autism with the healthcare professionals all the time. And I think it's so valuable to them. They appreciate it. We get lots of positive feedback.
Yeah, that's really the key, isn't it? That makes it so successful. And how do you reach everybody? I know you work with so many hospitals and so many law enforcement officials. Like, how do you find people that you're not currently serving? Or if anybody hears this and wants to be a part of your training, how do they get involved?
Well, as far as the training, a lot of what's happening is word of mouth. People find out that we're doing this and they'll reach out to us. They can email tkane@pathfindersforautism.org. That's my email address if they're interested in a training. We can work something out. If they're interested in one of the things we do want to develop with our community connector campaign is because we train a lot in all over the state, I don't always have a local self-advocate or autistic person to help us in Western Maryland, Southern Maryland, Eastern Shore. So I'd love to develop those kinds of relationships. So that will be part of our community connector campaign. Yes.
That's great for continued growth for that. I love it. And how about what's next for Pathfinders? Whether that's, you know, your not necessarily just your 25th anniversary celebration special parties, but also all of the Pathfinders family recreational activities and workshops that you offer all the time.
Right.
What's the latest coming up on the calendar so we don't miss anything?
Okay, we have a lot going on. Of course, you know, through we have resource fairs all the time that we're attending. We bring our information to the community. We are having our autism awareness campaign in April, and we're going to be our theme. We're still developing it, and we'll be working with our self-advocate adults to help us with it. But it's going to be the lighter side of autism. So we're going to be sharing some parent experiences with autism, and individuals with autism will share their experiences
as
well.
That's a really great idea. And we have that to look forward to, which is April is Autism Awareness Month for those who don't know.
Correct.
So that's awesome.
But some of our activities, we're doing Ladue Gardens. We do that we've been doing that every year, probably fifth or sixth year, I would say. It's a really fun night. It's a Thursday night, June 26th this year. We will be making an announcement about that. People can register to join us. Everything we offer is free, but you do need to register so that we can, you know, manage the number of people that are able to participate. So that is happening. We're going to be up at Meredith Park, the Hagerstown Ballpark. That's something new we haven't done before. So it's a minor league game. We'll be doing that. That's going to happen in June. We also will have the Aberdeen Ironbirds. We'll be having a game there in July. And then we start again with our signature event, the Aquarium, in November. And that's where we serve, close to 1,500 people join us. It's a really wonderful event. So it's, again, free. There's no judgment. It's a lot of fun. We really enjoy hosting these events because it's just a wonderful opportunity for engagement and having people feel that they're not alone.
Yeah, that's a really big part of what you guys do. And thank you for all that you do in the community. It's incredible. And happy 25th anniversary to Pathfinders for Autism. And once again, if you guys want to repeat, you know, your website and your special website and anybody quickly you want to thank in our final minute here, we'll bring Rebecca Renzi back into the conversation, Executive Director.
Sure. So you can learn about all of the events at our main website, which is pathfindersforautism.org. And all of our free family fun events and other activities throughout the year. For the campaign specific website, that's pfa25.org, and you'll see a lot of our history there, celebration, as well as the various fundraising events we have going on to help us reach our goal.
You guys have been awesome. Thank you for taking the time. I know how busy you are to join us today. Rebecca Renzi, Executive Director, and Trish Kane, Deputy Director. Thanks for all you guys do in the community.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And happy 25th anniversary to Pathfinders for Autism. Check out more at pfa25.org. This has been a production of Odyssey Baltimore.